B'siyata d'shmai, we're going to learn Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin. We're going to start from the next Mishnah at the very top of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Ba'arba Prokim Ha'olam Nidoin, the world is judged four times, four intervals, four stages during the year. B'Pesach Al HaTvua, on the Yom Tov of Pesach, the world is judged regarding the grains. B'Atzeres Al Peris Ha'ilon, regarding the fruits, they are judged on Shavuos. Bereish HaShonah, on the first of Tishri, Kol Boye Oilam Oivrim Lefonov, all the people of the world, they pass before Hashem, K'bnei Meroin. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. Shanemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Hayoitzir Yachad Livam, that Hashem has fashioned their hearts altogether. Hamevin El Kol Maseim, he understands all their deeds. Ubachagen, on the Yom Tov of Sukkos, Nidoinin Al Hamayim, the world is judged for water. Says the Gemara, Hai Tvua, when it says in the Mishnah that Tvua, meaning grain, is judged on Pesach. So this Tvua, what stage of Tvua are we talking about here? Because in the Mishnah it seems that the Tvua is judged, every stalk, every grain is judged once on Pesach. The question is, what grain are we talking about? Ilema ha Tvua dekaima, are we talking about the grains that are already ripe and are about to be reaped, and they are standing in the fields? Kol hani haraftaki da'odu alo, all those occurrences that befell these grains up until that point, from the time they were sown until the time they're ready to be reaped, Amos isdoin. When was that decreed? When were they judged on that? Elo tvua demizdaro. It must be talking about the grains that are being sown. That means the Pesach before they were sown, that's the Pesach, that is when the grains that are going to be sown, that is when they are judged. And now the Gemara is saying that lememra dechad dino mizdano, from the Mishnah it seems that the grains are judged just once on Pesach. We just established in the Gemara that the Pesach before they were sown, that's when it was decreed what would be with these grains that are going to be sown in Cheshvan many months after Pesach. Asks the Gemara Votanya, we saw in the Braisa, Tvua she'ira bo keri oy oynes. If there were these grains that befell on them, either keri, some disaster which destroyed the grains, Rashi says borod or shidofin, it's floods or hail or oinus or some other violence befell them and something happened to them, then kaidem Pesach, if what happened to them is before Pesach, nidoinus l'shaavar, then it was the Pesach before this incident happened that was decreed that this would happen, le'achar ha-Pesach. But if it happened after Pesach, we know that the grains are cut down after Pesach. So if something happened before they were cut down, nidoinis le'abo, then they were judged and they were decreed on these grains on the Pesach after the previous one, which is the Pesach just before they were going to be reaped. They were going to be cut down. So you see that any one grain actually is judged twice. Once the Pesach before it was sown, and once the Pesach before it's being reaped and harvested. And this seems in the Mishnah that there's only one. And similarly continues the Braisa, Odom, every person, She'ira bo ikeri oynus, if something happened to a person, Koidim Yom Kippurim, if it happened to him before Yom Kippur, Nidoinis L'Sha'avar, we're going to learn later on in the Sugyas that Yom Kippur is a pivotal time in the judgment of a person, even though the Mishnah here says that we're judged on Rosh Hashanah, but the last word is not till Yom Kippur. So if something happened before Yom Kippur, Nidoin L'Sha'avar, it was obviously decreed the previous Yom Kippur. La'achar Yom Kippurim, if something happens after Yom Kippur, Nidoin L'Abo, it was obviously the Yom Kippur that just passed that decreed what was going to happen now. So you see that people are judged continuously, and so too grains, since there are two Pesachs that every grain actually passes by a two Pesachs, that means two periods between Pesach and Pesach. There's one period between Pesach and Pesach where they are planted in Cheshvan, and another period between the Pesach and when they are harvested, just after Pesach. And it would seem in our Mishnah that there's only one judgment, one decree on the Tevuah. Omar Rav Shma Minotre Dina Mizdana. It obviously seems from this brisa that indeed the Tevuah is judged twice, not like you assumed from the Mishnah that it's just once. Omar Abaya. Abaya says that why it's good to know that is Hilkoch Chichozi Inish De Matzlach Zaro Afelo. There are certain types of crops and certain types of harvests that are very slow growing. For example, the wheat, spelt, and they are typically planted much in Cheshvan, and they become ripe very slowly. And if he sees that the crops, these chitim and kisemes, the spelt and the wheat, are growing very well, the matzlach, they are very successful, those zara afelo, the slow-growing produce, then liktim lizra cherpa. Cherpa are the fast-growing crops. For example, barley grows much faster, and typically barley is planted in Shvat Adar, very close to Pesach. But if you saw that the crops that you planted in Cheshvan, post last year's Pesach, was very successful, it seems that last year's judgment, last Pesach, was a good one for you. So that barley, plant it instead of Shvat Adar, you should plant it earlier. You should do it quicker. Likadim, you should bring forward, you should hurry to plant the barley. The Ad-Moti Limidaina, in order that they should be relatively mature and grown by the time the following Pesach comes, and by that time they will already have grown to a healthy stage in their maturing of the barley, and then it's much harder for them to get ruined. The Ad-Moti Limidaina Kodim Solik, in order that they should already have started growing well, and in the hope that they will grow well, because the last Pesach was a good judgment, they will grow well before the coming Pesach, where the judgment may not be as good as it was the year before. Continues the Gemara. Mani Masnisin. This Mishnah, where it says that the people are judged on Rosh Hashanah, all of us, all the people in the world, pass before Hashem, K'bnei Meroin, which we're not going to learn now, but we're going to see later in the Gemara what that means, is every Rosh Hashanah on the first of Tishri. And this Mishnah is Loi Reb Meir, V'loi Reb Yehuda, V'loi Reb Yosi, V'loi Reb Nosson. We're going to see a four-way machlokes, and this Mishnah seems to be neither. The Tanya we learned in a brisa. Hakol, all the matters are nidoinin b'Rosh Hashanah, everything is judged on Rosh Hashanah, u'gzar din shalem nichtam b'yom ha-kippurim. And the decree is signed on Yom Kippur. Divi Reb Meir, that's the opinion of Reb Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, Hakol nidoinim, all the people are judged b'Rosh Hashanah, u'gzar din shalem nichtam echod echod bizmanui. With all matters are judged on Rosh Hashanah, and the gzar din, then each thing is in its time. B'Pesach ala tvua, regarding the grains, the produce, it will be nechtam, it will be the decree will be signed on Pesach, b'atzeres al peres ilon, on shuos, the fruits, b'chag nidoinim al ha'mayim, and sukkos regarding the water. V'odom, regarding people, nidoin b'Rosh Hashanah, u'gzar din shaloi nechtam b'yom ha'kippurim. As far as man is concerned, it's the same as Reb Meir, that the judgment is on Rosh Hashanah and it's signed on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yosi says, Adam nidoin b'chol yom, that man is judged every single day. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, v'tifkedenu, that you will inspect him labakorim every morning. So a person is inspected and obviously judged every day. Reb Nosson says even more than that. Adam nidin b'chol shah, every hour a person is judged. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, l'ragoyim tivchenenu, that every moment he is examined. So in our Mishnah, which opinion does our Mishnah follow? V'chi teimu l'olam Reb Yehuda hi. Are you going to say that this Mishnah is Reb Yehuda? V'chi k'toni masnisin, and the Mishnah that splits things into four, it's agzar din, it's only talking about the gzar din, which is when the decree is signed and finalized, which is what Rabbi Yehuda says, that nidoin b'Rosh Hashanah u'gzar din shalem nechtam kol echod ve'echod bizmanoi. So, and then it could, that's what we see in the Mishnah. So maybe the Mishnah is talking about the Gzar Din. If so, we have a problem, because when is the Gzar Din of Adam? On Yom Kippur. The Mishnah says regarding man, Rosh Hashanah yachi kashi Adam. Omar Rava. So Rava said as follows, Hai Tana Deber Bishmoelhi. The Tana of our Mishnah is indeed none of the four we mentioned. It's Tana Deber Bishmoel, the Tana Deber Bishmoel. Barba prokim o'ilam nidoin, bepesach ala tvo, bateres al peris o'ilon, bechag nidoin malabayim, va'odom nidoin burish Hashanah, ogzar din shaloi nechtam b'yim ha-kippurim. Exactly like it says in our Mishnah. V'chik toni masnisin atchilas din. That means the Tana Deber Bishmoel is similar to Rabbi Yehuda, just Rabbi Yehuda says that the four times in the year is when the decree is signed. And then we had the problem Adam. The Tana Deber Bishmoel say no, the four times of the year is the four times where they are judged. In which case, man is also judged not on Yom Kippur but on Rosh Hashanah. It's just that the decree is signed on Yom Kippur. So this Mishnah is following the Tana Deber Bishmoel. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Chizda, Mai Tama de Rabbi Yosi. What would be the source of Rabbi Yosi who says that a person is judged every single day? So, says the Gemara, Kaduka Omer Taima. He says what the source is. Vatifkadenu labakorim. He says that Hashem inspects people every single morning. Anan hocha komrinan. Rav Chizda says that my question wasn't what Rabbi Yosi's source was. He says what his source was. The question was, Mai Tama le Omer Kerev Nosen. Why doesn't he bring the part of the pasuk that Reb Nosson brings? Because the pasuk goes vatifkadenu livakorim liragoyim tivchanenu. So why does Reb Yosi choose the vatifkadenu livakorim and not the liragoyim tivchanenu? Answers the Gemara, the reason is because bechina, he assumes that when it says regarding every moment liragoyim tivchanenu, it uses the term bechina, which we said was an examination. So bechino is a yuneh be'almahi, because the tivchanenu is not a judgment. It's just, he's just scrutinizing the deeds, but he's not actually making a judgment. And therefore, when we're talking about a judgment, it's vatifkadenu libekorim. So the Gemara says, pekidah, the word vatifkadenu, nami yuneh be'almahi, also doesn't mean judging. It just means a type of inspection, a type of examination. Ela amar of chizda, so it says Rav Chizda that the source for Rabbi Yosi says is from the following pasuk. The pasuk says, "La sois mishpat avdoi," and this is Shlomo HaMelech talking, referring to himself as a servant of Hashem. That Hashem does the judgment of His servant, or mishpat amo Yisrael, and the judgment of the nation of Klal Yisrael of Dvar Yom B'Yomoi every single day. So you see here that there's a judgment every single day. Now, obviously, from this pasuk, in and of its own, wouldn't be a source that Hashem judges every single day, because Rabbi Yosi doesn't bring this pasuk. He brings the pasuk of Vatifkadenu Livakorim. But Rabbi Yosi was obviously influenced by this pasuk, Dvar Yom B'Yomoi, to choose Vatifkadenu Livakorim as the source that a person is judged every day. And the Achrenim here all discuss what does it mean that Rav Chizda is bringing a different pasuk to the one that Rabbi Yosi himself brought, and this is the basic reading of the Gemara. Continues the Gemara, V'omer of Chizda, Melech v'tzibur, when you have a king who's going to be judged, and you have the community, the tzibur, the public who are being judged, Melech nichnas tchila ledin. Then the king is judged first, he goes in first, Shenemer, as it says in this pasuk we just mentioned now, La'asos mishpat avdoi, the Hashem first judges his servant, the king, Mishpat Am Yisrael, and after that he judges the rest of Klal Yisrael. My Tama, what would be the reason for this? Ibo Yisema, you could explain it. Lav Erech Aro Lemeisav Malka Avroi. It's not a Derech Eretz. It's not correct behavior to let the king, so to speak, wait outside whilst the other people are being judged inside. That once the Hashem is judged, all the people, then Hashem might be very angry, so to speak, because of all the avirus that the people have done. And in order for the king to be judged before Hashem gets angry, the king gets judged first. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Yosef. Nowadays, we know in the Tefillah, we say the Bracha of Rafa'enu, that for the Aktsiri on the sick people, and Mri are the weak people, and they are the Talmidei Chachomim who are exerting all their efforts and toiling in Torah learning, and they are also weakened, and they also need a special bracha to keep them well and healthy. And we daven for this every single day. If Hashem judges us just once a year, then it would seem superfluous to daven Refa'enu every day. If last year, Rosh Hashanah, Hashem decided what's going to happen to every person, who's going to be well, who's going to get better, who's going to be sick. So answers the Gemara, Kaman Kerbiesi. The fact that we daven every day for the sick people and the weak people, it must be that we're following Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that Hashem judges every day. Since Hashem judges every day, there's a place for tefillah. It could be like all the other chachomim that we learned, that Hashem judges a person on Rosh Hashanah for everything that's going to transpire during the year. And is following the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak, the Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Yofet Tzaka L'Odom, the crying out of a person is beneficial, Bein Koidim Gzardin, before the decree has been finalized, Bein La'achar Gzardin, and even after the decree has been finalized, there's still a benefit of crying out to Hashem, that Hashem can change the outcome of the judgment. Continues the Gemara, Tanya Omer, Yehuda Mirshum Rabbi Akiva. Why did the Torah say, "Heviu Oimer bePesach"? Bring the korban Oimer on Pesach, which is a korban a mincha that was brought from Bali. And down says, "Mipnei haPesach zman tuva," because on Pesach the produce is judged, the grains are judged on Pesach, as we saw in our Mishnah, and therefore, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is, so to speak, he's saying, Hiviu lefonai oimer bapesach, bring me a korban oimer, a special korban from the produce on Pesach, Kadosh Baruch Hu, tvua shebasodis, in order that it will help that through the judgment of Pesach, all the produce in the fields will get a bracha. Mipnei ma omra Torah hiviu shtei alechem ba'atzeres. Why did Hashem say that on Shavuos we bring the two loaves of wheat, made of wheat flour? Because the on Shavuos we saw in our Mishnah is the time that the fruits are being judged. And Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is saying, Heviu lefonai shtei alechem, bring me these two loaves of the shtei alechem, ba'atzeres on Shavuos, kedei sheyisbarchu lechem peiros ha'ilon, in order that the peiros ha'ilon, the fruits of the trees, should have a bracha. And this is Rabbi Yehuda talking, and Rabbi Yehuda viewed the wheat, which is what the shtei alechem is made of, he viewed it as a fruit, and because the fruit, we know that Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, he ate a fruit, and Rabbi Yehuda says in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin that it was the wheat. So when the wheat is being judged on Shavuos, that is the time, when the fruits are being judged on Shavuos, that's the time to bring a korban from the wheat. And indeed, the mitzvah of that we do with the fruits of Bikurim, bringing the first fruits to the Beis HaMikdash, could not be done before Shavuos. Continues the Braisa, Mipnei ma omra Torah nischu mayim b'chag. Why did the Torah say that you should pour with the korban tamid, not only the wine, only over Sukkot, they would also pour on the Mizbeach water? Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nischu lefonei mayim b'chag, you should pour, it's part of the korban to pour before me water on Sukkot, because the Mishnah we saw that regarding water, the judgment is on Sukkot, and therefore, in order there should be bracha in the rain that year, you should bring a special type of korban of water, which is the nisuch hamayim. It says the Braisa, "Imru lefonai b'Rosh Hashanah," and on Rosh Hashanah you should say before me. And we're going to learn more about this later on Daf Lamed Daled. You should say three brachas, 10 psukim each, which we know in Shemoneh Esrei, in Musaf, on Rosh Hashanah, we say Malchuyeh is 10 psukim mentioning Hashem being the king, Zechrein is 10 psukim mentioning Hashem, so to speak, remembering us, V'shofar is and 10 psukim mentioning the shofar. Malchuyeh is, why do we mention Malchuyeh is, K'deish etamluchuni aleichem, in order that you should receive my sovereignty, my kingdom over yourselves. Zichroinus, we mentioned the 10 psukim of Zichroinus, K'dei sheyale zichroineichem lefonai letoiva, in order that when I judge you, I will be remembering you favorably. Ubameh b'shofar, how will you do this? with the shofar, with the 10 psukim of shofaris, and you'll blow the shofar when saying Malchi Zechonis Shofaris. In Chazaras Hashatz, we all blow the shofar at the end of each of these three brachas. And in the Quiet Shemoneh Esrei, some people have the minig to blow the shofar during Malchi Zechonis Shofaris. And that is why we say these psukim on Rosh Hashanah. K'dei she'yale zechoneichem lefonei, I'm judging you Rosh Hashanah. As it says in our Mishnah, Hashem judges us on Rosh Hashanah. You want this to have a favorable judgment, you should say these psukim and blow the shofar. Omer Bavo. Bavo said, Lama toikin b'shofar shel ayil? Why do we blow with the shofar of a ram? Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is saying, Tiku lefonei shofar shel ayil, you should use a shofar of a ram, k'dei she'ezkir lochem akidas yochid, Akedas Yitzchak, in order that I should remember that Akedas Yitzchak, Ben Avram, the son of Avram, Yitzchak Ovinu, he was prepared to be bound on the Mizbeach, he was prepared to be offered up as a korban. It didn't happen, as we know, and in his place a ram was offered up, and to remember the tremendous Zechus of Yitzchak Ovinu on Rosh Hashanah, therefore we use the shofar of a ram, Umale Ani Aleichem, I will consider it on you, kilu akadatem atzmechem lefone, as if each and every one of you would be prepared to be bound on the Mizbeach and offered up as a korban to Hashem. V'omer b'yitzchok, lomo toikin b'Rosh Hashanah, why do we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Lomo toikin, says the Gemara, you're asking why we blow? Rechmono omatiku, Hashem said you should blow shofar, what's the question? Elo lomo merin, why do we do a trua, not just a tkia? Merin? Why we do a trua? Rachmona omar zichron trua. Rosh Hashanah is called zichron trua, the day of remembrance with a trua. The Torah says you have to do a trua. Elolama toikin umirin kishem yoishvin v'toikin umirin kishem oimdim. We know why you do tkiyos and truas when before Shemoneh Esrei, a time where technically speaking one's allowed to sit down, and we again blow the shofar during Chazaras Hashatz, during Shemoneh Esrei, a time when one should be standing. Why do we do the mitzvah of shofar twice in Rosh Hashanah? Answers the Gemara, k'dei le'arviv ha-sotn, because we want to confuse the sotn when he sees how dear the mitzvahs are to us, that we're doing it not just once, we're doing it even twice. Then he's going to realize how dear mitzvahs are to Klal Yisrael, and then he will just close up all his claims. He will not be able to make a good claim, and that way we'll have a good judgment on Rosh Hashanah. Va'omer Rabbi Yitzchak. Another statement from Rabbi Yitzchak: Kol shana she'im toikin lo b'tchilasa, any year that one does not blow the shofar at the beginning of the year, merin lo b'sofa, then at the end of the year there's a sorrowful trua at the end of that year, which means the year is not going to be such a good year. Ma'itama, why would this be true? De lo yarviv satan, because you didn't have the shofar on Rosh Hashanah to confuse the satan. If the satan wasn't confused, he had a good case. If he puts down a good case, the judgment is sometimes not so favorable. V'omer b'Yitzchak, kol shano sherosha b'tchilasa, any year which at the beginning of the year it's, so to speak, we're paupers. Rosh is a term of poverty. That when we approach the Rosh Hashanah as poor people, beseeching Hashem and davening as if we don't have everything, anything, as if we're completely dependent on Hashem, then any year which is Sharosha b'tchilasa, that's the way we start the year, misasheres b'sofa, it will be a very good year, a very prosperous year, and a rich year by the end. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Eretz asher Hashem Elokecha doresh oisa tomid, eini Hashem Elokecha bo, meireishis hashono v'ad achres shono. But the word meireishis, meaning Hashem's eyes us from the beginning of the year till the end of the year. And we've seen earlier on in the Masechta that this is a source that in Rosh Hashanah, Hashem judges us for everything that's going to happen for the whole year. But the word meireishis should really have an aleph in it, and it doesn't. It's written meireishis without. Meireishis hashono. The Gemara says, Meroshis, Meroshis Ksiv, without the Aleph. Reshis, without an Aleph, is the term used for poverty. Vad Achris Shana, Sheyesh Lo Achris. So when it says Meroshis Hashana, when the year starts with Reshis, with coming with as if we're paupers, then Ad Achris Shana, the word Achris, is used not only at the end, but also that it's got a future, and it's sometimes used in the context of when things are going very, very well, it means they have an achris, so that's alluded to in this pasuk, that start the year humbly like a poor person, and emirat Hashem, by the end of the year, will be a good year. Va'omer Rabbi Yitzchok. Another statement from Rabbi Yitzchok. Ein donin es ha'adam elo lefi meisav shel oisei shah. A person is only judged according to his actions, according to his level, at that point of judgment. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Va'yishma Elokim es koil hanar. We know that when Avram sent Yishmael out away, then he was in the desert, and his water had finished, and he was dying of thirst. And Hashem heard the sound of this nar of Yishmael. Va'yimim malach Elokim el Hagar. An angel said to Hagar, Yishmael's mother who was with him, min hashamayim, from the heavens, va'yimelo, malach Hagar, al tiri, ki shoma Elokim es koil hanar. Don't worry, Hashem has heard the sounds of this child, ba'asher hu sham, for where he is here and now. And Rashi brings here a medrash, that the medrash says that at that time when Hashem was, so to speak, he did a miracle to save Yishmael, because Yishmael was crying out, and the malachim, the angels, came to Hashem and says, do you know what Yishmael and his descendants are going to do to Klal Yisrael generations later? It's not worth saving him. Hashem asked them, at this point in time, is he guilty? No, he's not. I'm judging him for what he is now. Now he's not guilty of that, so now he's deserving of being saved. He's crying out to me. And that's where Rabbi Yitzchok learns from there, that from this pasuk, that Ein donin es ha'adam elo lefi meisav shel oisei shah. Continues the Gemara of Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Gimel dvarim as kirin avinoisav shel adam. There are three things that recall the averus of a person. Eluhein, kir notoy, if somebody goes under a leaning wall, and then in Shemayim they say that according to natural cause and effect, this wall could well fall on him. Is he deserving of special protection? And then they check, they recall his actions, his deeds, to see if he deserves it or not. Ve'iyun tefillah, or a person that davens with so much devotion that he's assuming and he's expecting his tefillah to be answered. And then in the heavenly courts they say he's taking it for granted that everything he's asked for he should be given. Let's see if he deserves it. U'maisar din al chaveri, and when a person says to Hashem, you judge my friend. I can't deal with him. You take care of it. And then Hashem says, just a minute, are you worthy of your friend being judged because of you? And then they look into it, they recall his deeds, and they see, is he deserving, is he not? And the source for this would be Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Vatoymer Sarai el Avram. Sarai said to her husband, to Avram, at the time he was called Avram, later to be Avram, Chamosi Olecho, my injustice is on you. Nosati Shivchosi Bechekecho, I gave my maid to you. Vatera ki harasa, and now she's conceived. Va'ekel beinel yishpoit Hashem beini uveinecha. Hashem will judge between you and me. Chasivim, what does it say? Va'yovoy Avraham lispoit l'sara v'livkoisa. Avraham Avinu came to eulogize Sarah and to cry over her. She actually passed away before he did, and Avraham was the one that buried Sarah. Va'omer Rabbi Yitzchok, another statement from Rabbi Yitzchok. Arba dvarim, four things, mekarin gzardina shel adam, they tear up the decree that's decreed against a person. Ve'eluhein, tzedaka, charity, tzaka, crying to Hashem, shinui shem, changing one's name, v'shinui meisav, changing one's deeds, one's actions. Tzedaka, where do we know that tzedaka can tear up a decree against a person? Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk in Mishli, utzedaka tatzel mimoves, that tzedaka can rescue a person from death. Tzaka, where do we see that crying out? Will help. The Chassid, it says in the pasuk, "Vayitzaku el Hashem," and they will cry out to Hashem. "Batzar lohem," when they're in distress, "Umimutzukoyseim yoytziim," and Hashem will take them away from their straits, from their narrow place, and help them. Shinui Hashem, changing a name. Where do we see that's beneficial? The Chassid, it says in the pasuk, "Vayomer Elokim el Avram." Hashem said to Avram, Sarai Ishtacha, your wife that was called Sarai, lo tikra shema Sarai, don't call her Sarai anymore, at Kisara shema, from now her name is Sarah. Uchsivan, it says after, and it says the next pasuk, uvirachti oisa, and I will bless her, vegam nosati mimeno lecha bein, you'll have a son from her, uvirachti avahisa legoim malchi ami mimeno yiu. So you see that she was blessed after her name was changed. Shinei Maisa, changing one's deeds, where do we see that can tear up a decree against a person? The Chassid says in the Pasuk, by Yoina, that Yoina went to Ninveh and told them they should do tshuva. Otherwise, Nineveh would be overturned. Vayar Elokim es maaseihem, Hashem saw that they changed their ways, that mended their ways. Kishovu midarko mara, vayinochem ho Elokim al hara, and Hashem, so to speak, he relented from doing that badness, asher diber la'aseh lahem, that he had planned to do to them, v'lo osah, and he did not do it. He turned over the decree and did not turn over Nineveh. V'yesh o'emrim af shinei Hashem. Rabbi Yitzchak only mentioned four things. Tzedakah, tzedakah, shinei Hashem, shinei maisa. Others say also, shinei mokim, change of your place, can help to tear up a decree against a person. Nechsiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'yemer Hashem el Avram, Hashem said to Avram, lech lecha me'aretzecha, you should go from your land, u'memoyladetcha mi'beis avicha, el ha'aretz asher eko. And v'hadar, and the next Pasuk, it says, v'e'escha, I will make you look a godel to a great nation. I'll bless you. You'll have a big name. And you'll be blessed. So you see from this pasuk that shinui mokim, changing place, can bring a person better fortune. Ve'idoch and Rabbi Yitzchak, who didn't mention shinui mokim, he says, "Ahu, that pasuk that Avraham Avinu had bracha because he left to change this place, is not changing place per se. It was something unique to the place he was changing to. It was because he was going to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael has its own merits, and a person who comes to Eretz Yisrael can be deserving of a better fortune." Continues the Gemara of Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, another statement from Rabbi Yitzchak, Chayev Odom lahakbil pnei rabbi beregel, a person should try and go and receive his Rebbe, go and meet his Rebbe Beregel Yomim Tovim Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, that the Isha Ashunamis, she left the house to go to her Rebbe Elisha, and she didn't tell her husband that she was going. Vayomer, and he said, or she didn't tell him why she was going. She was going to tell Elisha that her child had died. But her husband said to her, Vayomer, Madua at hoileches elov hayom? Why are you going to him today? Loi chodesh v'loi Shabbos. Vatomer, Shalom, it was not Rosh Chodesh, it's not Shabbos, and there's a big discussion how you see from this pasuk that speaks about Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, but you see here that Michlal, we deduce from this pasuk, the B'chodesh and Shabbos, that on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, if one can, depending on how far you live from your Rebbe, Iboy Lo Lemezel, had it been Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, it would indeed be appropriate to go. He was asking, it's not Rosh Chodesh, it's not Shabbos, why are you going? And Rabbi Yitzchak understood that if the Pasuk assumes that on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh one should go to see one's Rebbe, then one should also go on Yomim Tovim. Continues the Gemara of Omer, Rabbi Yitzchak, Chayev Odom L'tayer Es Atzmei Beregel, a person should purify himself before Yom Tov. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, and this Pasuk is really talking about generally, it's not talking about specially Yom Tov, but we're soon going to deduce and prove that this Pasuk can only be speaking about Yom Tov. What does it say in the Pasuk? U'benivlosom loisigo, you should not touch the carcass, mipsorom loisichelu, benivlosom loisigo, tmeim him lochem, the carcass of an animal, a tome carcass, you shouldn't touch it. And we're soon going to see that this is talking to everybody, not just to Koyanim, who we know they have to stay Tohir because they have to do that void in the Beis HaMikdash. But even to the rest of Klal Yisrael, that they should not become Tomei. And we'll soon see, it must be talking about Yom Tov. Tanya Nami Hachi, we saw this in a Braisa. Obenivlosom loisigo, that you should not touch the Tomei carcass. Yochel Yu Yisrael Muzorim al Magan Avela, can it be that a Yisrael, somebody who's not a Kohen, is not allowed to touch a carcass? Talmud Loimar, it can't be. It says in the Pasuk, and this Pasuk is not talking about touching a carcass, which is a much more lenient type of Tumah. This Pasuk is talking about touching a corpse, a dead man, which the Tumah of a dead man is very severe. And it says in the Pasuk, Emoyre la Koyanim b'nei Aaron, tell the Koyanim, the sons of Aaron. And the Pasuk there continues, that Vomarta Eleim lenefesh lo yitamo ba'amov, don't become Tomei by touching a dead person. B'nei Aaron Muzorim, the Pasuk clearly says that Kohenim must not become Tomei to a dead person. B'nei Yisrael Ein Muzorim, but anyone who's not a Kohen is not warned against that. He's allowed to become Tomei. V'alidvarim Kal V'chomer, you can make a Kal V'chomer. U'ma Tuma Chamura, if even a severe, stringent type of Tuma, Kohenim Muzorim, Yisrael Ein Muzorim, and even then, only Kohenim are not allowed to become Tomei, Yisraelim are allowed to, Tuma Kala, a more lenient type of tumah of touching a carcass of an animal, a tommy, loy kol shekin, then of course the Israel is not warned and he's allowed to become tommy. So the question is, the pasuk that says over nivlasam loisigo, when can that be referring to? There's no issa for Yisrael even to become tummy to a dead person, never mind to a carcass. Answers the Gemara Beregel, this was the source of Rabbi Yitzchak. It must be this pasuk is talking about yomim tovim. That on yom tov, every person should make sure that he is tohir. Continues the Gemara, Omer Kruspadoi, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Shleisha Sforim Niftachim B'Reish Hashanah, so to speak, in the heavenly courts, there are three books open on Reish Hashanah. Echot Shel Rishoyim Gemurim, one for absolute Rishoyim, Ve'echot Shel Tzadikim Gemurim, one for absolute Tzadikim, Ve'echot Shel Beinonim, and one for somebody who's not a Tzadik, not a Rasha, he's in the middle someplace. Tzadikim Gemurim, the absolute Tzadikim, Nichtovim, they are written, Ve'nichtomim, and they are signed. The decree is sealed, le'alta l'chaim, immediately that they are going to have a year of life. Roshoim gemurim, the absolute roshoim, nechtovim v'nechtomim are written and sealed, le'alta l'misa, immediately for death. Beinoinim, those who are not tzadikim, not roshoim, tluim v'oimdim, they're so to speak, they're hanging. Mireish Hashanah v'adyim ha'kipurim, they are left hanging. Zochu, if they merit, and the Rambam says, if they do tshuva, and that will be their merit, then on Yom Kippur, nechtovim l'chaim, they will be written for chaim. Lo yizachu, if they do not do tshuva, and do not merit, nechtovim l'misa, they will be written l'misa. And the Mefarshim here discuss how this works with the Mishnah that says, and with the Gemara we saw on Amud Aleph, that Bereish Hashanah, they get written, and the Gzara Din is on Yom Kippur, how this works, but we're not going into that now. It's something discussed in the Rishonim. Omer Rav Ovin says, where is this alluded to in Psukim that there are three Sforim? Micro, where is their Pasuk? And the Gemara is going to bring one Pasuk first that says, in Pasuk in Tehillim, Yimochu mi sefer chaim ve'im tzadikim aliko sevu. The literal translation of this is they will be wiped out, they will be rubbed out of the Book of Life, and with the Book of, and with tzadikim, they will not be written. So the Gemara says, from these words, it tells us a little bit more about the different categories that there are. Yimochu misefer zesifon shel rishoyim gemurim. The yimochu misefer is alluding to the rishoyim gemurim, that they are going to go lemisa. Chaim, the word chaim tells us zesifon shel tzadikim, that there is a book of tzadikim. V'im tzadikim. And from the words that you won't be written with tzadikim, is there sifron shel benoinim, that's a separate book where a person is not written, not with a rishoyim, not with a tzadikim, he's hanging in between until Yom Kippur. Rav Nachman Beitzchok, Omar Mehocha, Rav Nachman Beitzchok brings a different pasuk. The pasuk says, Va'ato im tiso chatosom v'im ayin, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, that if not, then mecheinino mesifrecho asher kosovto, wipe me out. If you're not going to hold the sin of Klal Yisrael, if you're not going to forgive them and not wipe them out, I want you to rub me out from your chumish, from the Sefer Torah. So from this, from Nachman Beitzchok says, from the words Mecheinino alludes to Zeh Sifron Shel Roshoim, to the book of the Roshoim, Misifrecha, from your book, Zeh Sifron Shel Tzadikim, alluding to the book of the Tzadikim, Asher Kosavto, Zeh Sifron Shel Beinoinim, alluding to the third book, the book of the Beinoinim. And Yemirat Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.